first thing would be I want to see him create something like a program for the eastern seaboard and southeastern United States, where there's just this horrible spread of HIV, and coupled to people not getting into health care, not getting diagnosed even until they are in advanced disease, and they're presenting at doctor's offices with cases of pneumocystis pneumonia and 150 T-cells. And that's just like 1986. That's unheard of in the gay white male community, but it's almost the norm in many of these places along the seaboard and in the southeastern United States. So that would be the single most important thing he could do to affect the situation of HIV in the United States, is make that a number one priority. Secondly, I think I'd like to make sure that he continues the existing programs overseas and widens them. The current PEPFAR programs have done terrific things, but they were somewhat hamstrung by some of the political baggage that they were forced to carry by the previous administration. So I think Obama will be in a good position to kind of lift that baggage off of it. I think he needs to increase the NIH budget for research, but they also need to increase the budget for social science to really make some progress on prevention. The prevention area is one that I think has always been underfunded and is responsible for a lot of the problems we have today with the continuing epidemic. We need new ideas, new concepts, and new efforts in prevention. So those would be the three on my list.